be streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In just a few hours, President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office for a second time.
Inauguration Day begins with the service at St. John's Church, followed by tea at the White House. The president-elect will then head to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda to be sworn in at noon and make a speech, which you can now watch from Capitol One Arena. The presidential parade will also take place there, and the newly sworn-in President Trump says he'll make an appearance to wave to his supporters. Afterwards, Trump will head back to the White House for an Oval Office signing ceremony, and then in the evening he'll attend three inaugural balls. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
After he's president, Trump is expected to sign dozens of executive actions.
Audiences across the nation cheered as President-elect Trump promised to act on day one to secure the nation's borders.
I got elected because of the border the first time, and I think I got elected largely because of the border the third time.
Immigration expert Mark Jones says there's a message for those here illegally.
Trump's trying to give them a little bit of a nudge, saying, if you stay here, you run the risk of being deported and losing everything.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
At a pre-inauguration rally, Trump took credit for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas.
Perhaps most beautiful of all, this week we achieved an epic ceasefire agreement as a first step toward lasting peace in the Middle East. And this agreement could only have happened as a result of our historic victory in November.
Three Israeli hostages were released, as well as dozens of Palestinians detained by Israel. It is a familiar sound across the Northeast. Plows have been clearing roads as snow falls and temperatures plunge. Parts of West Virginia have gotten more than a foot of snow this weekend. Ohio State and Notre Dame meet in the national title game tonight. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz is covering that.
And Fighting Irish head coach Marcus Freeman says a team-first mentality got them to this point.
It takes 120 guys saying, "No, who cares how many plays I get? Who cares what type of individual praise I get? It's all for Notre Dame."
Also on the mind of Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day.
There's some guys on his team today that I believe will become legends in Ohio State history.
It's been a decade since Ohio State last won a national title. Notre Dame hasn't won one since 1988.
The draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man went for $508,000 at a weekend auction.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
They were written on two sheets of yellow paper. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are local music.
We'll be right back. to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Radio for the people. For the people.
Sync Radio Top 41 of the top played songs of 2024. That is what we're into tonight in the after hours of Mag Sync Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We came back from break with Rocker on the drums of number 23, Iron Plow. Rocker, I hope you're doing well tonight. Then number 22, Rogue Rat from their 2023 release Satisfaction Guaranteed. Number 23 through number 17 in this half hour is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. The after hours continues with song number 21, Cat and the Hurricane, in the top 41 most played songs of 2024 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to finally talk to someone. about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and has fled. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and has fled. You're too quick to ignore, but that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore. Oh, but that bottle. Love you all. All the things
Eddie Berth, number 20, Hear Them Again Live on 125 at the Byrock. And then number 19, Beth Keeley and her band. She'll be live at the Red Rooster on 2-1. We're playing the top 41 songs right here on Max Inc. Radio that you heard in 2024. Mars Den, now number 18, Got the Time. Who will be number one? Find out by sticking around right here to Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. We are a local music. Pink Halo is going to take us to break, and they are our number 17th most played song on the show that supports all the local sounds of Wisconsin. Are you a local artist and you're not on this list? Well, swing by Max Inc. Radio and connect with us. Send us your music and let us know about your next gig. That's how we share your music with the great state of Wisconsin right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Two Amazing Things bring us back from break. Number 16, Marta Hansen, who tells Max Inc. Radio she's currently writing some new music, so more brand new things are coming in 2025. Then number 15, Work. No new shows on the books, but like most of us, they're just trying to stay warm until they can get to springtime. This half hour's countdown and dreams of warmth and summer music festivals is powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. Number 14 is number 27. Man, Jimmy, that's so confusing. Rise Above Now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
Above, I will rise above.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Pine Travelers, and all I can say, Max Inc. Radio, Mrs. Nick. Biggest Small Town comes in at number 13 of the great countdown of the top 41 songs of 2024. Thanks to Jimmy K for pulling this all together and taking his shoes off and counting all the songs that we played last year. After all, it's super cold this weekend, and it's about to get colder. Jimmy, put back on your shoes. But Abaddon's End gets us back into the countdown with number 12. The next show is in Brooklyn, Wisconsin at the Main Street Music on the 25th. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Uh-huh. Mascot Theory number 11 takes us to break, and then the countdown continues in the last hour of the After Hours show of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-491-8606. That's 800-491-8606. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-491-8606 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A roar of applause as President-elect Trump held a victory rally in Washington, hours ahead of today's swearing-in.
The curtain closes on four long years of American decline, and we begin a brand new day of American strength and prosperity, dignity and pride.
He'll make history as the first president since Grover Cleveland in 1893 to serve two non-consecutive terms.
I will act with historic speed and strength and fix every single crisis facing our country. We have to do it. We're not going to have a country.
For the first time in 40 years, the inauguration will be held indoors in the Capitol Rotunda because of the bitter cold. It's expected to be around 26 degrees when he's sworn in. The president-elect is expected to sign a slew of executive orders right after that. One,